Therefore, whoever desires progressive well-being, especially kings, religionists, public leaders, Brahmins, and sannyasis, should never come in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmins are the religious preceptors for all other castes, and the sannyasis are the spiritual masters for all the castes and orders of society. So also are the king and public leaders, who are responsible for the material welfare of all people. The progressive religionists and those who are responsible for human beings, or those who do not want to spoil their valuable human lives, should refrain from all the principles of irreligiosity, especially illicit connection with women. If a Brahmin is not truthful, all his claims as a Brahmin at once become null and void. If a sannyasi is illicitly connected with women, all his claims as a sannyasi at once become false. Similarly, if the king and the public leader are unnecessarily proud or habituated to drinking and smoking, certainly they become disqualified to discharge public welfare activities. Truthfulness is the basic principle for all religions. The four leaders of human society, namely the sannyasis, the Brahmin, the king, and the public leader, must be tested crucially by their character and qualification. Before one can be accepted as a spiritual or material master of society, he must be tested by the above-mentioned criteria of character. Such public leaders may be less qualified in academic qualifications, but it is necessary, primarily, that they be freed from the contamination of the four disqualifications, namely gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter.